Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, at GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So, amen and amen. Thank God on this blessed Sunday. And for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, today's Sunday, this is Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for my brother to come on, I want to thank God for all you once again that have been listening to us on this broadcast this over 5 years. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, your loved ones, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say as we are waiting for my brother to come on that, you know, one of the places, and the Lord has blessed me to be able to sow seed financially, to sow seed to different places. For the help. And I want to say unto those of you that's listening, you know, you may have been asking God for a financial blessing, and, you know, that's in the Word of God. But, you know, let's think about it this way. Let's not just ask for financial blessing just to cover for ourselves, but let's ask for the financial blessing from the Lord to help sow seed to help others. Amen? That's how you keep the flow of God continually coming or flowing, especially in financial blessings in your life, is when not that you are pulling it all just in for you, but you're thinking about others also. So I wanted to say that. Let me click my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. Shalom. Meyaka. Glad to communicate today. And I'm glad to that we can fellowship. And we can also speak to our brothers worldwide and to the Church of the Living God in every place, and those that are searching for the pathway of truth. This is Brother Lee out of the snowy, cold weather in Chicago, Illinois. It's just marvelous. We got snow on the ground and cold weather, and before last week we had a lot of wind, so I appreciate that, Lord. I'm a snowy person. And a cold weather prison. For those brothers and sisters in a part of the world, you may be listening, you may be in a different time zone and culture and environment where it's warm and very hot, but we're having a change of weather all over the United States that is affecting many people. And so, however, you will have to make an adjustment because a lot of things are happening in the earth. And you're going to have to make quite an adjustment. But this is Talk Blog Radio. We are what we call the Midnight Cry, the Church of Christ with Elijah Message, ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. So we love you, and we love the Lord. That's why we are on this broadcast. And, dear brother, how is your zone doing? They're in Durant, Mississippi.
Amen. We've been blessed. We've had a little bit of almost your type of weather, even though our temperatures will make you laugh. It was extremely cold to us. Okay, so we got, I think it was Friday night or Saturday night. I think we got a close lead. We were down in the teens. And I think, yeah, that's had to be Friday night. I think last night, possibly we got close to that too. And, you know, just thanking God for enabling us to hold on. Glory be to God. And
yeah,
give you a chance to give you some of that weather back, brother.
Well, we appreciate it. We've been getting some today. It snowed last night and sticking, I don't know, 1-2 inches. And so when I went out and, you know, Eskimo style, and we have, you know, Eskimo style weather, and we appreciate it. So I want to, South Carolina had a snow, South Carolina, I think, was in it. Had a really problem today with that snow and ice. So I'm telling you, Mississippi people, get prepared because you're going to get some more.
Well, and I'm glad, brother, you won. I'm glad you won the weather, man.
Glad you won the weather, man.
In Mississippi, I put it that way, because you get on there and they hear you say that, just go ahead and tell Walmart to not close.
You might as well get your snow sled out and start saying hallelujah, and because we're going to have a rapid change in weather patterns all over the United States. So get ready. Get your get your umbrella, and get your tornado shelter, and earthquake shelter. And all of these things, these are the signs of the soon coming of the Lord and the greater things to be revealed. So these are all what Jesus promised us as we come to the ends of days, to the end of time, that these things will escalate, I don't know, 100-fold, 1,000-fold. So you look for the great things that's going to shake all nations. God is going to work to shake all these nations, to humble them before the cross of Jesus. So this is good time, because millions of people are going to come to Christ when he gets you shaking the tree, brother. As Hezekiah said, he's going to shake the heavens and earth, and they're going to cause many, many nations to come and seek at the feet of the gospel in Jesus Christ. So it's good times coming.
Amen.
I call it a marvelous shake-up. You know, I call it a shake-up when the Lord's going to shake and shake the tree. The trees are the nations of the earth that refuse to bow. But they're bowing to many other things, but they're going to bow to the true and the living God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is going to be a good shaking up. We've seen that a little shaking, and there's a little terror going on, but it's a good thing. It's a marvelous thing. People don't know. The chances are should joy in the midst, because this means the Lord is shaking the olive tree and shirking it and shaking the nations of the Gentiles and Israel, so that the good wide olive and the tame olive trees, that they can come and they can call they can call to know the one true pathway to eternal life through Jesus Christ and his gospel. And so this we should shout today. We see the shaking of how Haggai said, I shall shake all nations. I shall shake the heavens and the earth. And we see a small shaking going on now. But the good shaking is great. We begin to have major famines in the United States. And these coronavirus are the small plagues. They're just as you prime your pump, like your water pump, you prime it. And you climb it, but this is just a priming. But we're about to see some pestilence that's going to bring people to their knees, and the saints should be shouting and rejoicing and be ready for the thousands and thousands of hallelujah miracles and wonders and signs and supernatural hand of the God is going to shake all nations. And then he's going to bring people by supernatural miracles. So I don't... Saints should not be all shook up and scared and fearful. They should not be terrified. This is a great day that's coming. Out of all this confusion and terror, great and marvelous things the Lord's going to bring forth. Hallelujah. When you see all the adverse and perverse things that he promised in Malachi and Isaiah and Ezekiel and Amos, and look at Jesus, that means there is a great move of the Holy Ghost that's about to happen. See, it's always a great shaking been a great move of the Holy Spirit. So let's get ready. Let's qualify for the greater move of the Holy Spirit. Watch. It's going to be like Elijah of old. That's why he says, behold, I send your light, because it's going to be a move of God like it was the Elijah prophet of Israel old when he restored Israel. Now, we're glad to be here today. We don't have any handmaidens out there. We're going to put an ad in the paper for all you handmaidens that want to get on and tell your story about Christ. Come on. Come on. Amen. We love all the saints everywhere that blood wash in Jesus. We love all the born-again, Holy Ghost, sanctified people in Christ. You can join this broadcast with listening, prayer requests, give your testimony, or ask your question. Talk Block Radio. Telephone number is, 323-870-3403. Or you can have your computer and dial in. Okay, now, brother, we start our consecration. You want to say a few words about that? The first of about our 2 days consecration on the first day and the seventh day, on the seventh day and on the first day of the week.
Amen. Yes, we started a consecration yesterday and today. As my brother said to you, we have been fasting, going on the consecration with prayer. People, let's not forget the prayer now. You know, it's you know, the Bible puts the fasting and the prayer together, so let's not forget the praying while we fast. And we have been doing it concerning this solemn assembly that the Lord commanded to be carried out. And we've been fasting concerning that this solemn assembly, the reason, or one of the reasons being that the Lord made manifest his will concerning Zion. So I am grateful to the Lord to have an opportunity to do this. I thank God for all my brothers and sisters who have heard and joined. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just standing on the word of God and looking for God to do.
All right. To every one of you that want to join us, it's just a beginning of a what we call a partial fast. Or some people call it a denial. We're starting out consecrating these 2 days, especially to a particular area on what God wants to reveal concerning establishing Zion. Zion is the kingdom of God. It's a partial portion of establishing the kingdom of God with power and in the earth. And Zion is a nation, and it's a nation of righteousness and peace, and a people, a community of people, like in the book of Acts, when God poured out his spirit in Acts 4 and 12, they had all things common. And God called America Zion. When it is cleansed from its righteousness, America is be established as Zion. And it's a partial of the kingdom of God being revealed. So this is what we'll be consecrating ourselves on these 2 days in a partial fast from what it, it goes from what we call the seventh day, Saturday, every Saturday from Saturday night to Saturday evening, and the first day, which is, they call it Sunday, from Sunday for evening to in the afternoon. Is that right, my brother?
Yeah, we also talked about those. It can be 6 or 8 that morning to that evening, Saturday or Sunday. And perhaps there may be some of you, brother, that I know you had alluded to, who'd like to do a 9 o'clock at night fast.
Yeah.
So,
the word.
And plus, we also said that, you know, you know, we talked about this time and the time in the lab, but we know that perhaps some of you, you know, and maybe some of you are first or new to this, and just go to as long as you can go. But I say on this right here that even if you can make it an hour, if you go for a goal of 2 hours the next day, no doubt in my mind, God will bless you to work that ladder. So I say that to you on that.
Amen. So we're asking everyone that wants to join us and be in unison on what we call the week, Saturday evening to Sunday morning. Now, it goes from Friday, right? Friday evening to Saturday evening, right? And from Saturday to
Well, we did. Sunday. We just said really Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. So it starts. We start at Friday night, which goes all the way to Saturday evening. And then we'll also, after the evening, we go from Friday to Saturday, Saturday to Sunday evening. So whatever you can do and unite with us by doing a partial fast, that means eating no food or no substance and drawing your mind in with prayer all the while. And we'll be focused on our focus prayer will be what, brother, in order to come into unity, we'll be praying in particular and focusing on what we'll be praying in unison about.
The solemn assembly, the manifestation of the Lord's will concerning Zion.
Well, we want to read that so people are not familiar with that. The angel's message has told us what we need to be seeking the face of the living God.
It's actually message 34. Message 34 and 4. The word of the Lord said, even now I say to my servants, meeting your solemn assembly, cry mightily unto me, and I will hear you and manifest my will unto you, yea, concerning Zion. Let my law be taught in its completeness, that the joy of man might be full under the plan of redemption. Yea, men are that they might have joy, and according to their faith I manifest my will unto mankind. Because of unbelief my work has suffered, leaving many to wander in darkness.
So we're asking everyone who is willing to unite with us these 2 days, from morning to evening, from Friday night to Saturday evening, and on to not to touch anything pleasant or withdraw yourself from food or substance. And during the time, keep your mind, even if you're working or doing anything else, keep your mind drawn out in prayer during this time. Consecrate that time, even though you may be doing your necessary and responsible thing, draw your mind and your heart out to this, what we're agreeing on, seeking the face of the Lord. Seeking the face of the Lord for a particular thing. The Lord will reveal his plan about Zion, which is the kingdom of God being established and dominion in our nation, which is America, and in the whole world. So the Lord will reveal and manifest. Now, a part of this seeking is something very important that the angel of the Lord has brought a word for us also to connect with that. I want everyone to connect with this prayer on those 2 days. The angel that came and has been coming and bringing a word in this generation, the Elias, for the come, John, in the spirit of Elijah, he left a word to Brother Dre's scribe and apostle. And this is the word he left in 86. Message, the messenger of the Lord said this and left these words, 86 and 53. Message 86 and 53. Some try to serve the Lord standing afar off. Now, we're going to focus on this so that we may be able to establish the kingdom of God, that we may be able to establish the kingdom of God. And establish the will of God in our nation, America, and in all the world, but starting at first at home in America and United States. If we pray in unison, together, the Lord always seemed to take that very seriously when people pray in unison or in agreement. Because the scriptures, Jesus often spoke of any two of you would agree. So the prayer of agreement or unison is very powerful. It affects many lives and people. It caused the hand of God to move. Jesus moved when he sees unity. He sees unity among the saints and the believers on one accord. So on one accord, part of the seeking would be this, Message 86 and 53. Some try to serve the Lord standing afar off. Some fail to truly, fully dedicate their lives to his service. They seek to serve two masters. Until they meet the Lord face to face, repent of their error, they will not fully find peace. Now, Jesus spoke about this in Matthew 5. He said, you can't serve two masters. He was giving a sermon on the mount about the kingdom living and about the kingdom of God. And he was saying to the kingdom citizens, you cannot serve two masters. He said, you got to hate one and love the other. Turn from the other and cleave to the other. You cannot serve the world. You cannot serve money before God or your own purpose. And so we have to get free from this and our mind get focused and our heart and our affection be set on things above. So we're going to be praying that the heart of God's people, the heart of the Church of Christ and the Church of all people will turn their hearts away, become single to making Jesus Christ the center of their life and their desire. So this is what part of our prayer on these 2 days. We ask you to unify. Hallelujah. And we'll be giving you after these 2 days and the next 2 days, all month, for 30 days, we'll be seeking and we ask anyone who's concerned about the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and God establishing Zion. Now, Zion may seem to be a Jewish term, and Zion, you may be thinking about the little city that David founded called Zion, but Zion, in the spiritual sense, is talking about a nation of peace and righteousness in Christ. And it's not only a place, it is a people. Zion is not only a place, but it's a people. And so we are the people that are the redeemed in Christ. We are the Zion of the Lord in these last days. The spiritual is significant of Zion. It is a partaker of the kingdom of God, bringing dominion and rule in the earth, establishing it. So we're asking the Lord to help us that we may be on our assignment and equipped to establish the kingdom of Christ. Hallelujah. First in America and in all the world. So I'll read this again. The angel, a messenger, brought a word from heaven to the church of Christ with Elijah's message, but it's for all people. And he says this, 86 message, angel's message, verse 53. We can't serve two masters. We can't serve the flesh, the world, and the devil. You got to decide. There's a choice to be making by Christianity that we can't live in the world or partake of the world and its ways and its doing, and then going to serve the Lord Jesus, because we think that all we have to do is go to church on Sunday and shout and jump, and that we're serving the true God. Oh, it's more than that, much more. It's about your life and your dedication and your purpose and your walk. So when we begin to pray, then the Lord will get a mind to live holy and righteous and cast off the works of the flesh. And as we do this, you'll give your more spiritual and power over your flesh and over your will and your desire to live holy before the Lord. Your desire will become holiness. See, our desire in us will become changed. Our very nature will desire righteousness. That's called the new birth. We begin to desire more and more righteousness and holiness and purity. The messenger says, some try to serve the Lord standing far off. We can't serve the Lord afar off, silly. We can't, you know how you do that when you try to serve afar off and don't come near to the Lord because you got some things in your life you just want to hit, things you want to do and do, and you don't want the Lord to see anyway, and you're going to try to serve him with a spoon afar off. He said you got to come all the way, your whole heart. That means your whole heart and desire. He wants your whole heart. When people come to the altar and they take their marriage vows, those who are sound mind, they are committed to one another with their whole heart. They don't come and say, well, God, I'm married to you. I'm kind of, but not all the way. I promise that I'm going to be partial part of the way. I think I'm going to be married to you on Monday, and Tuesday I'm on my own. Wednesday I'm married to you. Thursday, then I'm really married to you, but not all the way. I can't give my whole covenant heart to you, darling. When you make that marriage vow, it says, forsaking all of us. I think it says something like that, huh, Brother Nate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Forsaking all of us.
Amen.
Even your mother and father is no longer first place over in your life on the earth as a family. It says, forsaking, leaving mother and father, not dishonoring them now, not forgetting about them. But who is first? The husband and wife when they covenant, forsaking all other as being the first. Not dishonoring, forgetting, disregarding your mom and dad or your friends, but your wife or your husband in the covenant relationship must be first. That's the Lord. That's the way the Lord put it. If you don't want to take that vow, don't stand up there and lie and make believe now. Oh, yeah. Forsaking all of us. Well, the Lord Jesus is like that, forsaking all others. That, you can't have a little small second God on the side, Brother Nate.
You can't have a little
idol God over here. Yeah, but I gotta keep this sin, brother. I know the Lord don't mind me keeping this little pet sin over here. This little pet iniquity, he all right with that. He don't mind. Oh, he don't, huh? He wants your whole heart. Why do you think he wants your whole heart? Normally when people marry, especially in the Western world, you take this man to be your lawful. Why do it say your lawful wedded? Because we got a lot of people who thinking they are married in the sight of God and in according to his word, and they are not married. Or we just living together and we man and wife, brother, we just shack it up. It's no big thing. We don't have to go by no white man's paper or jurors or nothing like that. We just jump over the broom and we married. And we had sex, that makes us married. Well, you are one plus, but you ain't married inside of God, no doubt about that. Wow. So we'll be praying that we get rid of this divided mind and heart, that we can serve the Lord a little bit and serve the world and serve the flesh and please ourselves and in godly things, that God accepts that. Jesus loves us, but he wants our whole heart. That's why he wants to give us a new heart. Now, you think that's probably correct? Can't serve two masters? That's part of the problem with why America's in the trouble is Christianity is trying to serve politics, trying to serve money, greed, and everything else. All right, where's you at, Sister Anderson? I guess they all out shopping, spending their money, I guess. All
okay.
Right.
Well.
Yeah, they are. Serving two masters. Serving two masters. Is that possible that two kings can sit on the same throne?
No.
If that conquer two queens can sit on the throne, be ruler over the same nation, and sit on the same throne, is that possible?
No.
Can we have two presidents at the same time ruling? I know Mr. Trump says he got the election stolen from him. He still won't rule. He won't rule. He's running around the nation like he's the ruler, the legal, just ruler, and he's telling everybody they stole the election from me. Well, I tell you what, if he would run around and tell the people, I have elected Jesus be the head of my life, he might get somewhere. Amen. If all of us would cast our vote first for the Lord Jesus, I think our nation would be healed. What do you think? What do you think, brother?
Amen.
If we'll go to the ballot book today and say, I elect and I vote, I cast my ballot for the Lamb of God over my life and over my nation and over my business, I think that'll change the course of America. We won't have to be arguing about all this mess we're arguing about, will we?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's vote. Don't worry about voting Republican, Democrats, and all that. Let's vote for Jesus first because I got news for y'all out there. The Republicans are not going to solve your problems. Neither the Democrats or the socialists or the transgenders are not going to solve, because they are the problem.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I said most of them are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you lose your integrity because you had to go along with whatever the Republicans had to do, if they lied, cheat, well, I got to go along with the Republican, I'm a Republican, then you selling your soul. If I got to go along with the evil and sell my integrity, my honesty, I got to lie in order to be a part of that Democrat social party, then I'm selling my soul, that Esau. I'm serving another master. And so this Republican and Democrat thing has gotten to be a demigod, and they are serving what they know not what they are serving. Because if you got to lie, cheat, corrupt, deceive, in order to stay in that party or that group, the political power what? Because you are serving power. People today in American government are more interested in keeping power and keeping money than anything else. And they go on a label, we are the Republican conservative, we are the socialist Dem. That's a good name. All of them need the name, take the name called D. But I'm going to add D-O-M, Republican, all need to be redeemed. So if we could elected to pray, and we could get 7,000 people to come into agreement tonight, just as 7,000 people would come into agreement, these people will be born-again Christians, redeemed Christians. I want to ask you a question, beloved. I hear and I see a lot of things particular about prayer. And they said, if you just pray. But I want to say something that Jesus correctly states to us what we should pray. We hear people say pray. And I say that's not the complete answer. I say Jesus said, whoever named my name and washed in my blood and make a cover of me and pray to the Father in my name, then I will hear if you repent. Now, notice what he says. He didn't say anybody to pray, because people are praying all kind of gods. So when you say that you need to pray, first thing you know, who are you praying to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So when you say all the people need to pray, no, I said no, that ain't the answer. It said if you pray to the Father in my name. It didn't say pray. Because people are praying to all kind of God.
That's true.
I mean, the Hindus are praying. The Islam are praying. The tribal nations are praying. Whatever. Do you know there's over 4,000 religions in the world?
Amen.
That means there's almost over 90% of them are demonic, religions, pagan.
Yeah.
So they're praying too. But if you pray in the name of Jesus because you are seated in Christ, that's why it says the prayer of the righteous availeth mercy. It didn't say pray.
Mm-hmm.
It said the prayer of the righteous availeth mercy. Did it say that?
Amen.
So we leave out these little slots out here, tell people all they got to do is pray. That's not quite going to get the answer. It said pray to
Amen.
Who? And pray in
pray
what?
In Jesus' name.
In the people that are called by my name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got all kind of people praying. But whose prayers are going to get answered? Jesus said. Jesus said, don't get mad at me. I didn't write it. In Israel, they had to call on Jehovah, Yahweh, and made a covenant with him. He said, I will answer you. I will hear your prayers. Turn your eyes to my temple, and I will hear you. Now, they could have prayed to, I don't know, what them God's name, brother, Baal, Peul, and Baal, and all them other gods they were praying to. So when you, well, I see people don't, I know they don't mean any harm. I know they mean well. I mean, these are good people. They said, well, just people would pray. I said, pray to who?
Mm-hmm.
Whose prayer did God promise to answer?
Mm-hmm.
Whose prayer did he promise to answer?
Yeah.
First pray the prayer to all nations and all people. He put this model prayer, and Jesus said, our Father. Now, who was Jesus praying? He wasn't praying when Jesus prayed as the Son of Man. Who did he pray to? He didn't just pray to anybody.
Amen.
Just pick a God out there you want to pray to. They're all good, ain't they?
No, they're not all good.
But listen now. Understand that when we say these things, we mean well. Let's get the scriptural understanding of what was said in the scripture so we can get God's answer, the living God, the eternal God. Now, listen to this closely. It's brought to my attention. I'm seeing people just pray. I said, but they didn't tell me who to pray to. They didn't tell me how I'm going to get. Why did God put the qualification whose prayer I would answer? Now, look at 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's just do this. Now, we're going to be praying possibly in ourselves these 2 days. But I want you to look at the platform of what God, the living God, the eternal God, tell us on the basis of how and what we and whom we should pray to. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, I'm going to give the platform. I'm going to get this platform that he gave Israel. And this applies to Israel, to all Christians, the people that has his name in his covenant. When you hear the word say, in my name, it means in my covenant. See, most people don't explain this. Most people don't understand it. Well, all I got to do is use the name of Jesus. No. It doesn't mean just that. It means those that have the right to his name. You understand that? See, if you are a Christian, you bear his name because you are his son. You are his offspring. But everybody that can't bear his name, that's why you are Allison and you are her. Because your children bear your name. Why? Because you gave birth to them. So they have a right to your name. They have a right, to you. They have a right to their inheritance in you. But those that are not in your family, they don't have no authority or right to Allison. They don't have no right to come into your house and get the goods and go in your refrigerator and sleep in your bed. They have no rights, no legal rights. So the legal right of, just use the name of Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is the merciful God. He will save people that are unsaved, never heard his name. He will deliver them because of his mercy. But having the legal right to call yourself a son of God, a redeemed son, that means you have a covenant right. A covenant right to use your daddy's name. In my name. is not merely talking about phonetic. Do you think it's talking about phonetic? Just saying the name of Jesus. Now, Jesus will hear and be merciful to the unmerciful. Of course he will. But now I'm talking about the people that has a legal right to get his attention and have their prayers mm-hmm. answered. It's because I covenant with you. When you said name, I have covenant with you the use of my name, meaning you have the right to promise. Now,
yeah.
Second Chronicles 7:14 says what?
Mm-hmm. If my people.
Yeah, my, no, what, he didn't say any, did he say anybody? Starting out
no.
is a real problem.
No.
He said that,
my people.
Which are what?
Which are called by my name.
Then the first two things you underline. No, well, let's go to the first two things.
Mm-hmm.
If my people
mm-hmm.
is
yes.
called by my name.
Yes.
So you can't call on any person or any God or any religion or any deity. Israel knew the one true God. If the people who have made a covenant with me, I have made a covenant with them. They are called
yes.
by my name. They have my covenant. They
mm-hmm.
sing to me. They are mine. Now, all of your
yeah,
children
yeah.
and your family, they call by your name.
Mm-hmm.
My son, this is my daughter, and this is their daddy. But Jesus and his daddy
yeah.
to everybody. Until you become. Until you become. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He may be the father of all creation, but he's not the redemption of all. I say he may be the father of all creation, but he's not the redemption of all.
Okay.
Oh, me and the man's all right. I know God. He created all things, but he didn't. Everything ain't redeemed. Don't have his redemption name. You ask anybody, do you have his redemption
right.
name? Well,
Amen.
Me and the man. I said, do you have his redemption name? Because sin separates you.
Yeah.
Your sin nature separates you. Your sin nature separates you.
Man.
Jesus
mm-hmm.
came to reconnect you.
Mm-hmm.
Reconnect you. The lights are off. Reconnect the lights. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Listen what it said. If the
mm-hmm.
people that are called by my name. Now, he's talking to Israel, a hard-headed, stiff-necked, backsliding, idol-worshiping Israel, constantly leaving Jehovah and going to other gods. And the Christians are doing the same thing, but in a different way. They don't have these figures, so many statues. They're bowing to greed, wickedness, corruption, love for money, love for flesh, love for the world, politics, all them good things. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
If the people that
yeah.
call by who? My name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know why
mm-hmm.
I'm a stickler? You know why I'm a stickler? A lot of people don't understand it. When I go on Facebook, I use the personal name of God. You know, I have a particular reason for that. Because when you use the term God only, you don't identify. Because there are
mm-hmm.
thousands of gods in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
4,000 major religions in the earth.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the devil knows the difference. That's why he feared when he said, in my name shall you cast out devils. Now, notice he's talking about the authority of that he gives the people that are covenant with him. He said, by my authority and your relationship with me, I give you to cast out devils. The first thing the devil going to say, I know you. You know when the devil, when Jesus
mm-hmm.
on the side says, when he cast out the devil, he said, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
What did he know? The devil, when Jesus came up, he said, thou son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thou son of God, have you come to destroy us before time? See, the devil knows his time is coming when he's going to be destroyed. He said, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
When Brother Clark and Brother Crockett would wrestle with people in the floor, the devil will say things like, I know you.
Amen. Here it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how does the devil recognize, what does he recognize? The demons got more sense than human beings.
Yeah.
I know that sounds very offensive and very crude. But I'm Brother Lee. I'm not Brother Nate. Nate is diplomatic. And all them people, they're more diplomatic than me. I'm just a country boy. Come out of Mississippi. Yeah. I know they live in Mississippi, but the country ain't in them. I'm just a country boy, okay. And, see, Brother Nate's a northern person, okay. Yeah, he was born in the north, wasn't you, brother? Okay.
Amen. That's true.
In my name shall you cast out devils. That means by my authority and the covenant and my relationship with you have the right. You have the judicial and legal right to act. In my name shall you cast out the devils.
Mm-hmm.
I give unto you authority. What do you mean? I give unto you authority. I give unto you authority and power. Now, he says in the 10th chapter of Luke, what did he say? 10 something. He said, I give you authority and power. And he said two things. Exousius, which is Greek, and dunamis, Greek power. One is authority. Exousia, which means authority, translated in the Greek. Exousia. Then he said, I give you authority and power. Because when you have authority, you have to have power to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
If the police have the authority to arrest you, if you don't have that club and gum to enforce it, brother, he's going to be in trouble. If the police come to your house and say, well, I am, and them thugs out there, he said, I will come to arrest you, and he ain't got nothing to enforce it, he can say, I have authority, and I got the seal of the city of Texas, the city of Chicago to arrest you, and he may have the authority, but if he don't have that club and that gun to enforce it, he is going to be a lot of crucified policemen. Because you got to have both of them. Say amen.
Amen.
Jesus said in Luke, I give unto you authority and power over all the power of the enemy. That's a big statement, don't you think?
It is.
Amen.
You said that's one of the most awesome statements that Jesus spoke about authority to the believers in the kingdom of God. I give unto you all authority and power over all the power of the enemy to tread, and listen now, tread on scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the spirit of the enemy, all the power of the enemy to tread on them. That is something. So have you asked yourself, why are we running scared in the pandemic if we got a let's leave that alone for a while, because that take a long while there. Why are the believers, when they get a coronavirus, whatever they call it, COVID-19, Delta, and all these other mutations, why are a lot of the Christians confused, troubled, and living in fear? Danny, that comes to me and anybody else. Come everyone that names the name of Christ. Now, wait a minute. Hey, I didn't say because you belong to a church and a denomination now. That don't mean you have the authority just because you belong to a church or a secular group. Because in some churches, all you got to do is shake the hand and take the preacher's hand and take a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well-meaning good people are told, join the church, and it's okay. You all well.
Brother, you got about 9 minutes there, brother.
All right. Finish that 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Mm-hmm. If my people
which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Amen.
Wow. Jesus told his disciples, his apostles, his church, his redeemed, they that are citizens. Now, here's where you get into authority in the 8th chapter of Romans. He called you sons. Now, the reason we're more than servants and disciples, most people don't know why. Sure, we're first servants, converts, and servants and disciples. But then he says, you are sons. Why is that you are sons and daughters in the New Testament? You are bona fide sons and daughters in the New Testament only. Because you are going to have authority to fulfill what rule and have dominion. You know what it means, satisfying? It means rule and have dominion.
Yes,
reign, rule and have dominion. The first person we got to reign and rule over is this flesh.
Amen.
Then come that little fellow that's standing there looking called devil. Then come these other people who are laughing at us and making fun of us who are called the unredeemed. Now, until we overcome these three things, we don't fully qualify to rule and reign and have dominion. Not fully.
Okay.
Here's where I'm humbling myself during these 2 days. Some tried to serve the Lord standing before all. It's what the angel message says in verse 3, 86. Some tried to serve the Lord standing before all. Anybody repeat that? Some tried to serve the Lord standing before all.
Amen.
Some tried to serve the Lord afar off.
What's the next thing? They failed to fully. Now, he didn't say, now notice what he said. He said they failed to fully.
Fully, okay.
He didn't say they was, it wasn't his. He said they failed to fully dedicate their lives to his service. Now, that hits me. It may not hit you. I understand. It didn't hit nobody out there, but it hit me. I can find some areas. Well, I need to come now. I know everybody out there, they're complete. They don't. They got no deficit in their lives, but they failed.
Help me.
Why do you think the coronavirus is having so much effect on the believers? Got them upset because they failed to fully. I failed to fully dedicate their lives to his service. They seek. Got three groups. Serve two masters until they meet the Lord face to face. Okay, it's time to meet the Lord face to face now. Oh, yeah.
Man.
It's time to meet the Lord face to face now and see, what? Repent of their error. That hit me. And every honest believer, that hit every 99% of all believers. I know you don't like that, but that's special.
Yeah. Amen.
The first mistake is that you don't have any. Well, we ain't going. And repent of their error, they will not fully. See, that word is used three times fully. Three times fully. They will not fully find deliverance. The word peace is placed, they will not fully find deliverance. Complete deliverance. Well, I know that hit me. That made me humble me a little bit, a lot bit more. I hope it humbled me a big bit. all that's around the world who name the name of Christ, who born of the Spirit and washed in his blood. Okay, got 1 minute left, I guess. So I didn't give y'all a chance. I tried to get y'all to come on the first time, but I tried to get y'all to come on the first time, so, but time is so bad, I just get on going there, you know. Until I hope y'all come on, sister, will come on the first part of it so that we can let you enlighten us what the Lord is doing in your life.
Amen.
I got a little hung up tonight. Please forgive me.
Oh, okay. I understand. Y'all family people. I understand that. Y'all got family people. And I don't have to be bothered with that. I don't say bother with that. I don't have that pleasure and that joy of having a lot of the Lord. The joy of having a family. But I have the family of God, so that's half the supplement.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to love you people. Here's my certificate. I have not loved people as God want me to love them. And I have to be honest about that. In some areas, I have failed to love people and give God's love and share God's love. So I'm dealing with that now and getting rid of that, okay? Let's not fool ourselves. Let's not play games. Let's not play games. That's why the devil got so much power in the earth right now. Because the Church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, they would rise up, even in their own community, if they were unified. You can't hardly get churches, you call it to a Christian, to come together. They claim all to be born again. And what's the devil? How do you think the devil is unified? He can't get all these Christians who claim Christ, they can't come together and put the devil on the run.
Amen.
They're worried about losing their members. They're losing the war. I'm talking about losing members. Losing the war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is my church. Mm-hmm. This is my group. Okay. Let the devil keep on doing what he's doing. You sitting there talking about, this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a child of God, we got the same daddy, right? You're born again. We don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And you mean to me I can't come home and shake with you with the same love, the same blood, the same redemption, the same daddy?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Isn't that something?
We need to be healed. The whole Christian believer needs to be healed.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Started the Church of Christ with Elijah message and the restoration.
Yes.
That's why we're praying these 2 days. Okay, that's me closed, Brother Nathan. We thank God for your time. We love you, beloved, and we are grateful to you. If you have a decision to make, call on Jesus to save me, a sinner. If you believe that from your heart, come in my heart, change my heart and my life. I give my life to you, and he'll take away your sins. He'll do it if you just ask him, because it all has to do with you believing. If you believe that he died and rose again, he'll do it right now. If you believe in your heart, he'll hear you wherever you are. Because he hears the sincere and broken heart. He would hear you wherever you are.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you who have been listening to the broadcast. Thank God for you all listening to us over these thus 5 years. So once again, as for Brother Lee, Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Love you all.